The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Rap. In fact, two Neils.
Two Neils.
Neil Mellor, it's the two Neils. Neil Mellor and Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Rap.
Let's change the feature.
Let's talk now about Liverpool at the moment and managers delivering their action plans and how players can sort of implement them on the pitch. So clearly at the moment, Jurgen Klopp thinks he knows what he's doing, but his players don't seem to be fulfilling those ideas.
Yeah, if that's the case. But then the next part of that is that, you know, and he takes ultimate responsibility, is that, you know, I refuse to believe it's Jurgen Klopp's plan to put 32 crosses in the second half against who was it who beat us last, Hull. I suspect it's not his plan that they put that many crosses in against Swansea, and there's 10-12 days between those two games. Now, that's not to absolve the players of any responsibility, that'd be wrong, but the manager's the one who can see that that's what they're doing, and who can see that that's what they're resorting to, and how they're being funneled out wide, and how they're being, the ball's being shifted, and finally they're left with a player who just puts it into the box.
Well, it's funny because I did the analysis show for Liverpool TV yesterday, and I looked at all the crosses, 45 in total, plus the corners. I think we had two shots coming from that. The problem was, in wide areas when we get there, time to deliver a good ball, a lot of players were guilty of poor delivery into the penalty area. We're looking at full-back positions, not delivering a good ball. As a centre-forward, I'm in there, I need a decent ball to go and attack it. What's Hull's main strength defensively? They love balls into the box. Harry Maguire has been absolutely superb by attacking the ball coming into the penalty area. That was Hull's strength. But also bodies into the penalty area. There was times where Firmino was crossing the ball. We want him in a central position. Coutinho was hitting the front man. And it was just an accumulation of things where we put that many crosses in. Hull were absolutely delighted to see that.
The second half, Hull, should keep going on the stats, make 44 out of 44 attempted clearances. So Hull tried to clear the ball 44 times and succeed 44 times. Mm. And what does that tell you? That tells you that this thing that you're trying to do is not working. And Liverpool keep doing it, and they kept going back to that particular move. And as I say, I don't believe that that's what the manager wants them to do. There's no such thing as, you know, I don't think me or Neil will be sitting here going, don't cross. Of course you cross, you vary your attacking approach. You don't just do one thing. Yeah. But Liverpool completely played into Hull's hands. But that's not the first time this has happened. It's not the first time this has happened since January. It's not the first time this has happened all season. You can draw a correlation between Liverpool's performances, the result, and how many crosses they put in. I would say 9 times out of 10, if Liverpool put in an abnormal number of crosses, they don't win the game. It means that they're being reduced to doing that. And you're watching it thinking, and my whole point about this is, it's interesting there that Neil mentions for me, you know, I haven't got a problem, and I think it happens up and down the country, I haven't got a problem with football teams deciding the best route over this is to whip the ball in the box. But to do that, you need a lad who's playing centre-forward who's 6'3" and wins his headers. And that's fine. And by the way, let's not say that's alehouse. Arsenal have got one of them. Chelsea have effectively got one of them. Tottenham have got one of them. So having one of them is not an illegitimate tactic. He doesn't have to play every week. But Liverpool have not got one of them. They haven't got one of them to bring off the bench.
Well, it's
one
a presence, isn't it? Real presence.
It's to scare Hull.
Where the centre-halves are thinking, I need to watch him. Then all of a sudden a midfield player is coming and he's thinking, well, I'm watching the big man. Then that frees up space for a midfield player. But you're talking about Firmino. They scored 2 goals from crosses against Swansea.
He did, which somewhat annoys me, Neil. It does somewhat annoy me. But the next part of this, though, and Neil's right about all that, that has a knock-on effect. So if you've got no room to do what you want to do, which is find pick your little pockets, if they're suddenly saying, if centre-halves are currently suddenly saying to their fullbacks, don't let the ball come in. Get out. You need to get over and stop that ball coming in, because this lad's 6'4" and he can win his headers. Then suddenly everyone's got more space. And this is what's happening, is that at the minute, as Neil said before, Hull are just going, yeah, go on, put the ball in. Put the ball in.
So what you're referencing is, and you made a really good point last night on All in the Game, you said Liverpool don't have a plan B. But you said plan Bs are only necessary when plan As aren't working.
No, I don't think you need a plan B, and I'm really big on
Let's just ask Neil quickly, as a former player, do you need a plan B? Does a manager always have a plan B?
No, I always believe, and we were brought up at Liverpool in saying that there's different varieties of approach to attacking. Do you go through them, do you go around them, or do you go over them? That is the only three ways to try and break any team down. Now, it's not a question of plan A, plan B, plan C, it's a quick question of variety and to doing it, not doing right, we're going to go this way, this way, this way, and then this way. It's just varying it and having the players to take responsibility to recognise, right, this is the best option on this occasion.
So it's not a stark contrast in change in terms of what
someone like Pep at Man City would go, this is the only way we play, pass, you're not allowed to do that, maybe over the top ball. But we saw with Leicester last season, over the top ball, Vardy bang in every time.
Yeah, and I think though you can, it's more nuanced than just the idea of, and I think that's what Neil's driving at quite rightly, is it's more nuanced than going, oh, and here's a slap bang, completely different way of doing things for the next 20 minutes. That's just not, firstly, that's not how a football team can work. Okay, Neil can talk more about that than I can, but it's just not how a football team can work. It's not how you can work in almost any walk of life. What we're going to do, everything that we work on, we're going to throw out the window for 20 minutes because it's not working. Well, that's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. So what you need to be able to do, though, is say, right, what we need to do is be able to ask them slightly different questions, because I think, I genuinely am of the view that if Liverpool could bring on, not necessarily the best, but a decent man who offers threat in the air, what you'd actually see is they get more out of what we can, they'd suddenly get more out of, for instance, playing along the deck, because what happens is they're going, do not let them put the ball into the box, and suddenly now the space, whereas you could see in the whole game, in the Swansea game, and Neil's right to point out, we scored two headers in the Swansea, well, one header in the Swansea game, but you'd be right to point out that you go, what do we do with this now? How do we deal with that, and that? How do we deal with all of those things? And that's what's not been happening, is that Hull will just get it. And Liverpool, for unknown reasons, and I think it was 8, maybe 9 out of the 11, just settled for the inevitability of that game against Hull far too easily for me. I think of the two outfield players, and the goalkeeper doesn't cover himself in glory. Mane and Henderson were the ones who you got the impression were sticking to what the plan is. This is what the plan is, and this will work for us if we keep doing it. Firmino was just looked lost. It looked like it was just a game too far for him, mentally more than physically, and Coutinho just had one of those days where he was dreadful and nothing was coming off for him.
And yet he had our best two opportunities to score.
And he doesn't take either of them. And I think that's part of why he probably can't get his play going. It's because he's increasingly conscious that he's meant to be the main man in this team, and he's missed the two chances that would have made all the difference.
What do you think about the tempo of Liverpool's game at the moment?
Slow.
What did you see?
Slow, and it's funny because I did the analysis yesterday, and something I picked up on, and people may have seen different things, was I felt as though Jordan Henderson and Emre Can played a very similar role. Now we're playing against Hull, who have one striker, and he's not asking us a great deal of questions, Hernandez. We've got two centre-halves, Lucas and Matip, comfortable in possession of the ball. But then we've got two defensive midfield players sat right in front of them. So we've got four defensive players and Hull have got one attacking player. Now, the problem with that is it's pass to you and it's slow, it's pedestrian. There's no real intent or drive to go and get forward in the attack. There was a couple of times where we got the ball wide and I looked at it and Jordan and Emre were playing on the same line now defensively. I can't really criticise Jordan too much this season because he's had to adapt to that new role and something I think he's done really well at. But when Emre's in the side, he prefers to play in that sitting role. But when Jordan's playing, Emre's got licence to go further forward. And I just don't think he...
So the relationship's
he hasn't
not
adapted to that
team.
Role as well as Jordan has defensively. And I thought for Hull, it was a little bit too easy for them to say, happy days, you keep the ball in front of us, you're not hurting us, you're keeping the ball in an area which we're quite happy to see you keeping the ball.
There were a couple of game times against Swansea where I noticed in the ground there's five Liverpool players in their own half and there's Llorente and that's it. And we've got the ball, by the way. Mm. And you're thinking, well, get out, boys, create some space, do a little bit more. Mm. And at the start of the game, I think that's really, really important. I don't think Liverpool shouldn't need to feel as though they've got to feel their way through these games. And I, you know, if you were to say, what's your one-line solution? What's the one thing that if you could say to the manager, do this, I think will be better, is I'd be tempted to almost make a rule and say to him, this is what you're going to have to do no matter what. Almost make a rule that if they're both fit, if all three of these players I'm about to say are fit and you're playing against the bottom 10 side home and away, just go with the first hour with Henderson, Lallana and Coutinho as your midfield three. Because that at least says to everybody else, this is what we're doing today, boys. That says to the opposition, this is what we're doing today, boys. This is what Liverpool are going to do to you. This is what the attempt is. This is what the mentality is. Because it isn't as though playing Chan, it's Chan who gives the corner away. It's Chanu's second half, commits two fouls in the first 60 seconds of the second half, and you want to talk about tempo. The manager says to them, get out, boys, be smart, let's get in amongst these, let's speed it up. 9 seconds in, foul. Then they work the ball down into our corner flag territory, and he just goes through the back of someone, foul. Now, he's obviously almost certainly been told, can we win the ball back, please? But his interpretation of that leads to two fouls in the first 60 seconds of the second half. And if you're coming out as a football team, you're all looking at each other going, oh, and now we're defending this. Mm. We're not defending this now. And that's, again, this feels as though you're overly harsh on the player. So to balance it out, let's just say he was excellent against Chelsea. I thought he was great. But do you need him against Hull? If you do, that's fine. But that's not the football team that we've seen this manager try and build. It's not the highest scoring team in the country. And it's not a side that's got a problem going forward. So what can you do? Well, you can say it. You can certainly say play Wijnaldum. But you can actually argue, just go Lallana and Coutinho in front of Henderson and say, this is what we're doing for the first half.
So team selection was wrong in your eyes.
Yeah, I think
eyes.
It was wrong, but it, yeah. I mean, we should still win the. We should still be able to beat Hull, even playing Emre Can there. That's the whole manager clearly knows what he's doing. They're good players. None of them are mugs. They could still stay up. They're not bad footballers. But Liverpool, even playing Emre Can and Henderson at the same time, should still be able to beat Hull. Let's not get the players off the hook on this. But there is such a thing where you're just going over and over and over again.
So the very basics of this is they're good. They're very good footballers, but are they mentally drained? At the moment,
I think they're just lacking faith in each other. Yeah. No one gambles. The Can header where it comes off the keeper and he fumbles it. You know, contrast that with the situation when Mignolet fumbled. They've got three players on rushing and their goalkeeper's desperate to try to grab it again. We've got no one takes a gamble that Can will win that header and that the keeper will spill it. The Liverpool players have gone, oh, well, that's another chance gone then. We don't score from corners.
I think one thing as well, you look at the game against Hull was Hull didn't have to work too hard to score their goals. Now there was a stat thrown at me after the game. 22 shots Liverpool had against Hull. I'm thinking, didn't feel like that sort of game. It wasn't a case of where you felt as though we were putting real pressure on the Hull defence. The goalkeeper was out in good form and making save after save. The two clear-cut opportunities we had, one Coutinho, which bounced up. He was under a little bit of pressure, should have done better first half. But second half, he had time to really put that one in the back of the net. And maybe it's a confidence thing, I'm not sure, but you've got to take your opportunities. Big moments in the game can be momentum changers. Now, if we score that equalising goal, 20 minutes to go, Coutinho, we don't lose that game. There's no way we lose that game.
I mean, probably win it.
But the second goal, Nias, who struggled at Everton, it's one long ball from the centre half, but our two centre halves on the halfway line square with each other. Now, I know Matip's quick, but you can't give a centre forward a level race like that. He has to be 2 yards round and say, right, well I'm the favourite for this if you want a race, fair enough. And Nias gets away from him, but he recovers really well to the edge of the penalty. And I'm looking at the goalkeeper saying, I'm a centre forward running in on goal. If you want to come into no man's land, which I felt as though Mignolet was for that second goal, you make my mind up for me. If you drop 5 yards to the edge of the 6 yard box, I'm thinking Matip might make a challenge. I might have to take another touch. Then Mignolet can get on his next touch and put a little bit more pressure on. But I've seen it too many times. You make the striker's mind up for him and he's like, thanks very much.
It'd be fascinating to see how managers have their different ways of dealing with down times, sort of long periods where things go wrong. You'd have seen this in dressing rooms, wouldn't you, Neil? And different managers will react in different ways, won't they? What do you think Jurgen Klopp does with his persona at this sort of time? How will he deal with it with this group of players?
I think he'll tell them the truth. You know, I really do. I think he would be letting them know that wasn't acceptable. And I think he came out afterwards and...
What, that January wasn't acceptable?
I think Hull away.
The performance and result isn't acceptable for Liverpool. We want to achieve top four this season, and we still can. But
we're talking about a long period of time, aren't we now?
Yeah, but we felt as though after the Chelsea game, it was a step forward in the right direction. Mm. We thought, right, we can kick on. Mane starting for the first time since the African Cup of Nations. We've got the attacking players. We've got all the players we want. Okay, Lovren was out and Lucas was in there, but that was the only change. In fact, that was the same team, I think, that started bar Chan for Wijnaldum against Watford, and we beat them 6-1. So we had the attacking players, which we've lacked, I thought, in January, creating the chances, scoring the goals. But we felt as though with Mane back, right, this is it. We're going to get back to that attacking, entertaining style of play. But we just didn't break Hull down at all.
It's the first time you can say there's no hiding places here, boys. You can't say, well, you haven't got X and you haven't got Y. There's no hiding places. And I think that's what he will have said to them. Simultaneously, I expect him to say, keep playing our way. This is what we've worked on. We're not going to go and change it now. Mm. Keep playing our way and have faith in one another. For me, you know, again, to do the stats thing, the other startling thing was Liverpool only tried to take a man on 6 times in the first half. 6 times across that. You've got Coutinho, you've got Mane, you've got Firmino, you know, you've got Lallana. I'll even include Milner and Klein, who are perfectly capable of carrying the ball. Henderson can get away from one man. We've seen Can carry it in the past. They only tried to go past people 6 times. In fact, it was four times first half. Only tried 4 times and only succeeded twice. Now, to me, that's absolutely ridiculous, but that suggests a side that doesn't. No one wants to be caught as the man who loses the ball.
Safe, lacking confidence.
Yeah, safe.
Confidence is a big word in football. It just takes one goal. Certainly for a centre forward, all of a sudden you're a different type of player. And looking at Coutinho in particular, he's desperate for a goal. We'll see a different player once he gets a goal.
And that's what you need. You need the idea of, like, what you need is to know, if I try to go past him and it doesn't work, I'm not going to get slaughtered by anybody, not my teammates, not my manager, no one. That's what you need. And that's what was quite clearly the case earlier in the season. And then suddenly you're not just trying to take them on and failing, you're actually trying to take them on and succeeding because you're a good player, because they're all really good players. We've seen them be really good players. And for me, that's the standout thing is no one. It's why you cross the ball into the box. It's why you cross the ball into the box to no one, because that's someone else's responsibility. He didn't make his run. He didn't win his header. That didn't come off for us. I haven't got to worry. I've done my bit. That bit's gone. And that's where the footballers themselves, as I say, they've got to sort of simultaneously get off their own backs, but take a few more risks and say, right, this is what we're trying to do. We know that if Mane tries to go past him five times, he might only succeed once. But if the time he does succeed, what he's suddenly done is he's now breaking into space. They're having to cover over. There's now gaps appearing. He can then find someone. Someone can fill that space and you never know, the ball can end up in the back of the net. Instead, what's happening is no one's trying to take those chances. And all of a sudden, Liverpool are looking at each other going, oh, and we're 1-0 down and it's all the same again. If I say someone's got to take responsibility, I mean one of those, that front four, have got to take responsibility to be the ones to say, no, today I'm just going to try and do this over and over and over again. And the other thing as well is we talked about the manager's counter-pressing game. Well, if you've got loads and loads and loads of the ball and you don't lose it in areas where you can counter-press, then that's actually just made completely redundant. If you do try to lose it, what you need to know is I've got three teammates behind me. They'll all be closing in on the ball to try to win it back. And then suddenly they're out of shape and then we go again. But that's not been happening either. And, you know, I think, for instance, Liverpool's second goal against Middlesbrough is probably the best goal, the best team goal they've scored this season, where they keep it for ages and then they quicken the tempo and they take four or five footballers out of the game. And Middlesbrough, they were playing a deep defence. They were just trying to get through. And Liverpool went bang, bang, bang. And they were all around. And Mane gets taken out by a bad tackle, but it doesn't matter. Liverpool pick the ball back up, feed it back through, comes across the box and it's in the back of the net. That's the goal. That's what the Liverpool goal looks like. That's what they should be trying to do. But to do that, you've got to take, within that move, they shift them around, they keep it for ages, and then what they do is they take three or four people out of the game taking risks. Take some risks.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.